Yes, Joe East on. Yeah, this is Matt Reardon. I sent him an email with a agreed order that was signed back in 2017. My ex is in direct contempt of visitation agreement and haven't seen or talked to my child in over 2 months. And he I'd spoken to him. I got to go pick my stepdaughter up, and I wanted to see if I could get a deputy to come with me out there so I could at least lay eyes on my daughter and talk to her.
Okay, hang on just a second. Hold on.
Okay. Joey. Hey, it's Matt Reardon. Hey, I sent you, so when we got off the phone earlier, I sent you over the Word document that the paralegal had sent me. It was not executed, it was not signed. But I talked to Sherry Wall, and Sherry forwarded over both the order from 2016 that showed that I had joint legal custody, everything, and then she also sent me the 2017 modification that took it back to unsupervised, showed the visitation schedule, and I sent both of those to you. I wanted to make sure they didn't show up in your spam box.
Okay, I hadn't checked my email, but I guess I didn't. Your number went correct. I tried calling earlier. The deputy just got back a few minutes ago and spoke to her, saw your daughter. She's fine. Spoke to your wife. Your wife,
Well,
said that
X, yeah.
she, or, oh, I'm sorry, spoke to Phyllis.
Yeah.
And she stated that she was following what the child custody services were telling her, and she was, you could not see the child. And she just wait to see what the court did.
The child custody services closed it out and said that she was that she was making false claims. They closed everything out. They investigated it. That's incorrect.
I don't doubt anything you're saying, but that's what she told us and said she wouldn't not know. No, she did not want you over there. That's the reason I think we went out there, so.
Wow.
Why?
There, she said
So
that.
if I were you, I would get my attorney or go through Rural Legal Services and get the process going.
Okay.
So
We will
what?
have a report on file stating just what I told you.
You do have a report?
Yeah, I'll also write a report on it.
Okay, I appreciate it. And yeah, I've made sure to document every other Friday I drive to Pontotoc. It's a 30-minute trip for me to go meet up for visitation, and I do that because I don't. The one time that I don't, she's bound to show up and say I wasn't there. But I made sure that my wife sends her a text message every other Friday that Matt will be in Pontotoc at 5 o'clock per the visitation schedule. And she will not respond back, has not responded back once. I've wasted my time and my gas every other Friday driving to Pontotoc and driving back empty-handed. And it's
Well,
crazy.
I believe you're doing what's right, so I think it'll come back and it'll pay off for you.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know it sucks, but just hang in there.
all right, I appreciate it, Joey. Hey, by the way, can you I wanted to see if you could get this for me or if I need to do a FOIA on it. So she made a report back around October of 2017 that I had touched my daughter, that I had molested my daughter, and that was dismissed, unfounded, couldn't be farther from the truth. That was where everything started, with her, with just the allegations that she was making. She claims in recordings that she would never assert anything like that against me, that she was actually coerced into going and writing a report, but she wouldn't say anything bad about me. And I know that that's not the truth. So how do I go about as part of, she needs to be sued for slander, for one. There needs to be civil conspiracy charges brought against her and her husband, at the very minimum, if not criminal. And how do I go about getting that report so I can see what she said, as far as, because that would directly, you know, correlate to, you know, she's clearly crazy.
You can go through the Lafitte County clerk, Lisa Caldwell's office, and file public records and go from there. I don't remember seeing any report like that, but...
Well, there had to have been a report for child services to get involved and for there to be that assertion made. They wouldn't get involved and come out and visit me without there being some kind of report made.
Again, go through Lisa Caldwell's office and just file a public record request.
Okay. So I can't...
Yeah, I think you can do that online.
I can do it online?
I think so.
Okay, I was going to ask. I've got a draft copy of a for a public records request. I didn't know if I had to go through that office or, because you know I'm an hour away.
Yeah. Go to they got a new website, Lafitte County does, and go through there. I haven't looked to see if it's on there, but I know with the city we had the public records on it, so I'm assuming the county would also.
All right, what's that website?
Go to Lafitte County and see if it'll pop up.
Got it. All right, Joey, I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.